Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Yes, it's a passionate show that gives you the latest in medicine from the news of the week, but much more importantly, what it means to you, what you should do, how do you react to it. By the way, 938 is the number. This is podcast 938A. The A is always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B, guest interviews. And today we have a great guest interview, Matt Richtel, author of An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, is going to talk to us. And it is unbelievable how well he did this. He really teaches doc stuff from this. 937, of course, was Lisa Davis, author of Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. You'll want to listen to that. And Jill Gonzalez talked about us on 936B about the fattest cities in America and what can be done about them. So let's get to the news of the week. Extra pounds in childhood may mean higher MS risk in adulthood. And that all relates to your immune system, as you'll hear. But what it also means is that you gotta keep your kids thin to decrease their multiple sclerosis risk because of the immune system reaction. 1 in 5 U.S. adults ask doctor for lower cost medication. What does it mean for you? Yes, you can get that good Rx card. Compare it. Compare the prices of all the drugs. You don't need 96% of all the drugs we use now are generic. So those are the ones commonly prescribed. Some of the cancer ones, immunotherapy ones, those especially drugs, have to be covered by insurance. But the rest you can get inexpensively, largely $4 a month, sometimes $4 for 3 months. Shop around. You can get them that way. The FDA approves a drug for treating postpartum depression, but right now it has to be injected and is expensive. Oh, gosh. How can I do a story about lower cost medication and then a newly approved drug for postpartum depression? How common is it anyway? We'll talk about that. And seniors, drink more water during the daytime. It apparently is where many seniors are not drinking enough water. 2 sugary drinks a day, 21% increased risk of death. Doesn't matter whether sugar's in coffee or tea or soft drinks. They all are killers because of the sugar. More U.S. Youth is seeking help during psychiatric emergencies. Remember, most of us who have psychiatric emergencies can't take the help, can't act for ourselves to get the help. If you've got a friend with a problem, go and help them. Now, the Apple Watch may spark heart problems, but more research is needed. We'll talk about that. A new study ties eggs and cholesterol consumptions to increased risk of heart disease. It may not be related to the cholesterol. Much as we've talked about in the past, it may be due to the proteins in egg, the excess lecithin and choline. Little lecithin and choline needed. Too much apparently changes the bacteria inside you. And retarding exposure to fire retardants and plasticizers, especially where are they? That's right. They're on your cell phone. Wash your hands after you touch your cell phone before eating. Wash your hands before eating and don't touch your cell phone while eating. I guess that's the way to phrase it. Okay, let's get a little more in depth on some of these stories. The first one that we wanted to talk about, extra pounds in childhood. So multiple sclerosis is that debilitating autoimmune disorder in which your immune system starts attacking nerve fibers throughout your brain and spinal cord, disrupting the communications between your brain and body. It turns out that in girls, excess weight contributes not only to early puberty, but also contributes sizably to an increased risk of MS. If you're already in a high-risk part of the population, you might want to stay thin. Remember, 2 to 3 times more women than men are diagnosed with MS. So, and it is much stronger link between excess weight and MS. So keep your kids thin. And a lot of ways of doing that, whatever way your kid likes, part of it is not eating while watching TV, eating more family meals, eating earlier in the day, not eating after the sun is supposed to set or set. The risk of psychosis varies with ADHD drugs, but it's still small. How small is the risk? The risk is tiny. In fact, it's about one in, as I remember it, the risk of psychosis is, let me get the actual number, I'm having trouble, but for some reason, I think it is one in every 500 people on amphetamines, one in 1,000 on Ritalin. So it is definitely there, but it's small, and it does vary by a factor of two, with amphetamines being higher than the Ritalin-like drugs. One in five adults ask the doc, remember, shop around, go to that Good RX, go to different things, even the ShareCare app. You can get ShareCare app downloaded for free and see if you can find drug prices. They have all the drug prices and a lot of bargains at Walmart. I noticed the last time I used that system. The FDA approved a drug for postpartum depression. Turns out roughly 20%, 400,000 American women a year have children. That shows you how small we're at having children. Used to be 400,000 would be 10%. Now it's 20% have postpartum depression. And this has a IV therapy. It's developing a second therapy that is a pill form. But in any case, this is a major problem that has been addressed. It looks like this really works. They studied 53 people, 65 year and older in Los Angeles, and found that they were getting dehydrated more in the morning than in the afternoon. So when you wake up, drink that cup of coffee or two. The coffee is not dehydrating when you're short on water. It's good for you when you're short on water. It's only when you have excess that it will dehydrate you. The next story I want to talk about is, this is sad. Overdose deaths from fentanyl are soaring 12-fold. Fentanyl is so powerful, we used to tell anesthesia residents, don't even try it once, because 17% of the people get hooked on it. This is a genetic predisposition with one shot of it. It's so good. The older drugs were dysphoric. You didn't want to take them all the time, but you still got hooked on them because of the high. But fentanyl is too good and never used to be available, but now it is. Apparently somebody in China has learned to manufacture it, or more, maybe more than one group. It used to be too tough to manufacture. Remember to do core exercises. Next story is that I want to talk to you about is two sugary drinks a day. Doesn't matter whether they're in lemonade or in tea or in coffee or in soda. Two sugary drinks increase your risk of death by 21%. Avoid sugar in your drinks. Maybe even avoid diet things other than stevia as a substitute as well. More U.S. youth are trying to get help. 28% increase from 2011 to 15. 53% increase for African American. 91% increase for Hispanic youth. And this is a real problem. Remember, many people can't get help if they need it. You've got to help them if you think they need it, if you're a friend. Apple has a new watch that detects abnormal heartbeat, and it wondered, are we getting too many calls to the physician's office because of this? It turns out that of the group that sought it, and I'm going to get the exact numbers because it's an important study, and I had the exact numbers out here before, but roughly 50% of those who had an arrhythmia detected went and sought help for it, and roughly of that group, It was 419,000 Apple Watchers signed up for the study. Of that, 2,100 thought they might have a problem, and 57% of that sought help. And of the time of the group that had that, roughly 50% of the time, it did indicate a real problem. So this may be a true help. So it was positive, roughly. Let's see, 2,000 of 400,000 is 4% of the time. And of that, is that right? 400,000 would be 10%. 200,000 would be, I'm sorry, let me do it, 400,000. So it was 200,000 people. Let's get it right. 419,000 signed up for it. So of that, 2,100 or 4,000 per 1 million. So it's 0.4% had it, had the abnormality, and half of those sought help. And of those who sought help, it was about 50% of those. So about 0.1%, it detected atrial fibrillation in, an important thing. For those. Eggs, again, increased cholesterol, yes, but that isn't the major bad effect. Major bad effect is the lecithin and choline and excess of what you have changes the bacteria in the gut of a number of people who have it, causing inflammation in you. And last story we wanted to make sure we covered is fire retardants and plasticizers that are dangerous for you if you get them into your intestinal tract. Turns out that the way we're getting them in is because we're touching cell phones, and the cell phones get loaded with these somehow just by being in contact in the air. So wash your hands before, please wash your hands before you eat anything. That's the news of the week and what it means to you. Key, wash your hands. And if you got a child who's overweight, do whatever you can to help them get lower weight. And in looking for medication, go to GoodRx, go to the ShareCare app, shop around. You can often find a generic of the drug at a very low cost. Remember, the B segment, this time you're going to definitely want to download Matt Richtel, author of An Elegant Event, Defense, the Extraordinary New Science of the Immunity System. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, a New York Times bestseller who's written a really compelling book. We'll get to immune disease and what it means to you and how you can harness your immune system and not over get it overexcited. Thanks very much for listening. And thanks for great engineering, but especially thank you for downloading us. This has been 938A of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks again.